Blog Talk Radio. missed my flight today. I look good even though I feel shitty. I just got back out this way. You already got plans for the city. Call them off, cause you call them off for me. You're always going on and on. Got it all, ask me why I'll never leave. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. Chillin' on the west side, boo. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend you can slide through. On the low, a remote location. I don't want to see me gettin' faded. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a psycho. They won't tell, cause they tryna live their best lives too. On the low, on my own, I'll be waiting. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah. Looking at you cry, going crazy. If I could, I would take the pain away. I don't see that smile I made. You already make plans that ain't with me. Trying hard, I've been trying hard to breathe. Inhale, I tell you, it's all what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave, cause I need you. But you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side.
Cry, love the way you say it. Just for me, a lady in the purest sense of elegance. But when the lights go down, girl, you're making love so wild and free.
Network, where we kindly encourage you to take your socks off. Sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Get your Raw Links at Raw Links. Check it out on Facebook. You can get it. Braces, we all compare, special orders, everything that you possibly need under the face of the sun is here. But welcome. Welcome. Make sure you check those things out. Here tonight. Let me clear my throat. Tonight, you know, a week or so, somebody said, hey, you know, we're a promotional group, man. Right? And that took great offense because, you know, I don't like when people talk spicy to me about my team, my collective, bunch of badasses, Billy badasses at that. Motherfucker, shut shit down, do all the shit. Matter of fact, fuck all this shit that everybody is talking, you know, I don't give two fucks about this ballot because it doesn't mean anything to me. I just want you to understand that. But you can't talk shit about my team. You just can't. Point blank. You're fucking with the wrong ones, right? And more importantly, right, we've been doing everything else, just showing range, diversity, motion, different things, performance. We've just been doing a whole bunch of stuff, just showing everybody everything. You know, sleight of hand, showing everything else. Pulling out the ace, you know, running Boston's on people. Might as well have been like running trains. I know it's nasty. For real, don't fire me. I know if you do fire me, I'll come back tomorrow like nothing ever happened. However, credible that in every sense is erotic poetry. Are we trying to put that in the back? You know, hey, don't pay attention to that. You know, that's the, you know, that's the Maserati that we have. You know, that's the cream de la creme. But tonight, I decided, I said, hey, you know what? We haven't been filthy McNasty in a long time. We haven't been dirty dick dogging. We haven't done none of this. You know, we've been playing around with it. We hop in every now and then, double dutch. But tonight we're going to be brilliantly filthy, right? So first of all, let me thank my bestie, one of the best people in the entire planet, for holding me down, rocking this shit, doing everything that needed to be done, when it needs to be done. We're going to bring more people in here. Right, and I'm mute her mic because she's dope. Is my favorite Philly John, La Perla Negra, what's good?
What's happening? How you doing?
Yo, I'm doing good. I'm doing super fantastic because you know what? It's going to be a filthy night. I went and I got some drinks. I got some cold ice here. It's probably going to melt before it's time to start. I got a couple of nippers to pour into my shit. I got some orange mango peach drink along with some passion fruit that I'm mixing all together along with some rum. Yeah, I plan on having a good time. I'm going to take the edge off while doing some poetry and watch these motherfucking honey drippers from the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective, fucking bunch of Billy badasses that are going to come through and wreck fucking shop and do everything else. Now, if you'd like to be a part of this, make sure that you call the number. The number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to be heard. Understand, you can't talk shit about my team. You just can't. It is comparable to an open slap in the face. I will do it. I don't give shit, right? I just don't give shit. I don't have enough toilet paper for this shit that I have to give right now because I'm happy. Right? So we will open up the mics of all the people, and we not going to just go in any particular order. We just going to go and just fuck shit up because that's what the fuck we do when you piss us off. And we're going to show you how nice everybody is. How nice. You know, Miss Epiphany Radio Universe family, bunch of badasses. Honey Drippers, bunch of fucking badasses. Just badasses running around and shit. And we just be unsuspecting. We be moseying along, minding our fucking business, and then you got to make us pull the dick out. That's the problem. You're about to get fucked.
That's what we do, baby.
I'm just saying. But let me get over. Let me go to the International Drip first and open up his mic. International Drip, Billy Badass, from the great white north known as Canada, also known as the pretty provocative poet, also producer, beat extraordinaire, maker, rhyme, MC, just all the things you need to be, and the musical director of the Honey Dripper Band. Give it up for Honey Dripper, for the Honey Dripper, known as Triple P, pretty provocative poet. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good tonight. How are you guys doing?
Hey.
Oh, we about to wild out. All right.
Ooh, cool.
That's like, hold on. Let me throw on that honey instrumental real quick. Let me throw that on here real quick. Because, you know, you got to have some sound in the background while we're doing it. You know. It's like, hey, you supposed to put my code word in there. Okay. Oh yeah. Hold on one second. There we go. Honey instrumental, here we go. All right. Now we're gonna go over here. We're gonna go to the recent transplant from the Maryland DC area, from Virginia to the Bama shores. The woman we know as the Pussy Tiger, you've been served. Lisa Lips. Lisa, you
hey
there?
Baby. I am here.
Well, all right, we just gonna keep it. We gonna go over to. She comes to me as a rare epiphany. ATL shoulder, North Carolina born, bred, but rocking shit. So you understand how you get red. Give it up for the noise. Bring it, bell ring it. Rare epiphany.
What it do? What the business is, shawty? What's up?
That's what I'm saying. Like, we ain't got no time for this. I tell people, we ain't got no time for this. I can't even hear the joint. All right. So if you in here, right, and you know you in here, raise your hands and get up on stage. We gonna speed round y'all to fucking death. We just gonna bring out some shit. We slapping people on the asses. We choking chickens. We hitting Noodle Johnny behind the ear. We slapping asses. It's going down. I can listen to shit. At least I already know. Listen, like, understand, my team is not a fucking promotional team. And if you're listening to this podcast, which I know you're going to, because you're stupid, right? And I called you stupid, right? Understand, this is the fuck we do. Don't ever question us. Don't ever sit there and try to play us. We are not to be played. I don't talk shit about nobody. We don't fucking bother nobody. but you will not. You will not play us like we cheat, and you will suffer us in the worst way possible. You ask for it. We'll fuck with you real bad, real bad. I'm sorry. Am I angry, team?
You're a little heated, but it's all right.
Yeah. You're all right. Well deserved. You're all right.
All right.
Let's get it.
Now, I think this is Black Rose, but I could be wrong. Black Rose, is this you?
You know I'm coming behind the King of Drip. What's up? What it is, y'all? What's up?
Black Rose in the building.
Because you can't drip like that. What's wrong with y'all? What's wrong with you? It's okay. One day, maybe. And some of y'all are mad because you could have dipped with us, but then you fucked us. Let me shut up.
Yeah, we not going full round. And I think we got Songbird in the building. Songbird, are you in the building? Songbird?
Well,
I might be wrong.
Are you there?
Wait, area code 205, who master speaking?
It's Yoshi.
This is who?
Yoshi.
Oh,
Natasha.
Yoshi. That's what's up. Wait, I got the name back. Wait, hold on. Let me go get my epiphany brother, Just Jay, in the building. I know it's you. Just Jay, you there? Hello? Just Jay? Eric Cole.
Monologuing like a villain on you.
Now, just there, you know we're going to be in here being super filthy and nasty. I hope you got some stuff to be in here with filthy and nasty. You just know.
We
ain't giving no fuss.
Okay.
What did you say?
Scrounge several pieces, sir.
Okay, well,
let's go.
All right. Since we know that certain people are on short time, I see other people in here. They ain't raised their hand yet, but I'm gonna unmute you anyway. So when you're ready to go, you go. Mute your phone on the other end. I see Mahogany Soul, aka Dwina, in here.
Good evening, filthy people.
Hey.
Right. And I think this is Trey, but I'm not sure. Area code 860. Who is this? Area code 860.
Hello?
Hi. Hello? Area code 860.
Oh, you are muted me. It's Wallace.
Oh, Wallace. Oh, yeah, Wallace. You want me to mute you? Because I know it's going to get racy in here for a second. It's going to get... You're going to need to pray for us this evening.
Right? yeah. Mute me on this one.
All right. You know, but I'm going to mute you, you know, when it comes time for prayer, because we're going to need some of that. You know, we got to get some of the dirty stuff we're about to do. We're going to need to get clean in the blessings of the Lord. So that's, you know, it's good to have, you know, the elder on standby.
Let go.
All right. I'm going to put you on mute. We'll get you on mute. All right. Good people, are we ready?
Absolutely.
All right. Here's the question of all questions, right? So we have a smaller field. I know the field's probably going to expand because I got to go get Manella and then in between and stuff like that, right? And PPP, you up first. Do y'all want music in between? Do you need like 30 seconds of a song in between just to set the mood? Would y'all like that?
I don't need it, but
I don't know. Well, Danielle, can you assist me on that while I run it? I'm running around in the background. But first things first, PPP, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm gonna mute this mic, and the mic is yours.
All right. You alone know my secrets. Way my lips taste after you orgasm in my face. Let's make a mess. Baby, undress. Reflect on the way my tongue maneuvers along your breast. The place perky mountains manifest and suggest licking your caramel flesh drenched in the word yes. Tongue outstretched to taste test your bounty bless. Kissing from nipples to the center of your chest. I want to finger you when you're wet. Study you in depth. In depth. Press against your G-spot and caress. Circles that make a mess out of pink gorgeousness. Baby, you alone know how hard I can get. You erect a stony edifice for your pleasuring. Allow the length to settle in before riding with defying adrenaline. When you're tired, relax and settle in. I'll thrust up like a gentleman. Slap your ass and bite your neck again. Holding your waist, consuming the chocolate taste of your melanin. You alone do I yearn for when stars are placed in silent skies. When I feel triumph rise as if my attention is your prize. Take as much as you need, tip to base. Till I feed you my seed. I submit to your greed, submerge me along the southern journey. But at some point, I will switch with speed. So take heed. However you take it is how I'll reciprocate it. Two freaks naked, X-rated, sexing, dangerous. You alone know my secrets. Hidden from other women, waiting for your permission to take your body without restriction.
Just for the record, PPP is very calm looking, but I believe he's extremely nasty once the door closes. If you felt your panties getting to a bunch, we're just getting started. That was filthy. But notice he said consent. Consent will get you everywhere you need to go. Consent will get you everywhere you need to go. Right? So once you get consent, then you know. I'm telling you. Like, give it up. Give what up? Your consent. So I can put the let me just give him another round of applause. You're filthy, you're dirty, and we liked it. All right. Just me in here. Hold on. Let me just throw something in here real fast and quick and easy for the time being. There's a joke behind this. You tell people who you are starting the week. You can get this joke, please. Look at that. Well, y'all give it up for CPP one more time.
Yeah.
We're going to go over here and get
great
dirty.
Peace, bro.
Come on, CPP.
You know, he out here doing it, you know. All right. We're going to welcome Lisa Lips to the microphone. Lisa, are you ready?
I am ready. You need to put that back on, though. You can ride that underneath, but I'm getting ready to.
You want me to ride down underneath? I bet. I don't know if you can still hear it. It's kind of low.
Okay. You can bring it up a little bit. Let me be your chocolate sundae.
on a Saturday afternoon. Let me be the thing you delight in, the answer to your sweet tooth, the thing that satisfies your hunger. Play in me like your first birthday. You know, that picture they always take of you. Hands all messy. Face covered in chocolate. Because it's your special cake. And however you choose to eat it, it's yours to do with as you will. So indulge yourself in me. Enjoy every sweet morsel, because I am your sundae on a Saturday afternoon. But I won't melt. So you have all night to enjoy me. I'm Lip, and you've just been served.
I'm not gonna say that was dirty, but you know, that was dirty. That was filthy.
Lisa Filthy. I love it. I love everything about it. Come on now, Lisa.
She's like, let me ride that. I was like, huh? What?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
She said what she said.
Yeah.
She said what the fuck she said.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm getting a little sweat in the middle of my back, just a little shelter.
That's right.
I don't know.
Let me run my nails down your back and get that tingle going.
You know what? I'm just saying, yeah, you playing too much.
You know that Bama just ain't nothing to play with.
I'm just saying, that's kind of how it's working. But I'm gonna just use my imagination. Bring up the next poet, who's equally awesome and fucking incredible. She comes to me as a rare participant. Rare. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Oh shit. All right, let me cut this off.
Yes.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I lose all control when you grab a hold and you do your trick. I love it when you you got lock and key. Every part of me know what makes me tick. I love it when you lick. You watch me read the story unfolding behind my eyes. Take note of every twitch of my jaw, quiver of my lips, studying diligently every subtle nuance of my flesh, my breathing, my voice, your touch responds to my call slowly. Gently playing me like a maestro on piano, you quicken when my body beckons. In mastering me, you take control of my rhythm, directing, guiding, soliciting the look, sound, movement you want, coaxing me to the brink, teetering on the edge till I beg, but you don't let me fall yet. You watch me. The masterpiece before you, a living, breathing portrait of passion, and then you push me over into ecstasy, spread my thighs, sigh, and then You flick. Flick.
You know what? Come with it.
I'm gonna need a lot of mops tonight.
I'm gonna ask you to show me your hands. Show me your hands. Let me stop.
Show me yours.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. you can hang that up. One hand as it is. Anyway, one hand as it is. So that was actually awesome and incredible. Well, we're going to go over here. We're going to go over here, you know, to the very dope and super incredible Black Rose. Black Rose.
Yes, yes, I'm ready.
All right, the mic is yours.
So I just posted this in group, and I think they'll like it better when they hear it in this thing. Kill this pussy like T. Huggy. Knock me out and bring me back to life. Cart me to your hospital of ecstasy while the world watches. Make me your charity. Pour your funds in my account and I can't be counted out. Kill this pussy like Damar Hamlin. Send emergency aid like a hurricane hit, breaking the levees of my orgasm. My wetness destroying hopes and dreams as it flows. I flow freely, no remorse. Of course, I see the insensitivity of this piece, but I come in peace as I come for you, making my body ravish you like the California wildfires, burning down any doubt I have so I can regrow. My heart has been cold lately, so kill this pussy. That's all I want. The only part of me that feels murder me and bring me back to life. My poem almost went left, but I know wrong from right, and this feels wrong. But I need you to catch me in that millisecond on that downbeat to kill this pussy like Damar Hamlin. Black Rose, Black Diamond, Black Rose Production. Honey Dripper, baby.
Yes, Drip.
You're filthy. You're nasty. And more importantly, still popping out.
And we love this shit.
I feel some kind of way. Anyway, feel some kind of way right now. You know, since we're sitting here talking about all this other stuff, hold on, let me just get in here real quick. Throw a classic up in here. You wanted to vibe and weave that one. You know you had to. You had to. You had to. That's how we're feeling right now. We're gonna get you the short bop in between so you have everything else going on. But while we at it, y'all give another round of applause for Black Rose. We're going to go over to my Tiffany brother, Small House of Poetry founder, really badass known as Just Jay. Just Jay, are you ready? Just Jay,
yes,
are you ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
The mic is yours.
Got you. I was just finishing up a last touch-up on it. Appreciate you, Mojave. Peace to everybody. Her identity was assassinated by the treachery of her kitty's desire to be smitten by the electricity of the ecstasy. Her search for resonance was actually a string in search of a bow, looking to be pulled tight and plucked, if only for one night. She wanted to hear tales of heroic excellence laced with his words of self-magnificence, and when it came to crap, she knew that no one could hand deliver it like grapes into a hungry ear better than he. How could she form a formation? How could she resist or put up a protest when mentally he rubs her breast with the breath of his conversation? He babble babble, her brook trickles. And she says it's worth her weeks of lament because she knows tonight she will get no gent. And most likely she'll be driven like a rental by the foot of Grendel. Not even a hummingbird's wings and beats could hold a candle when her panting is hardly audible. She has become a musical instrument, and tonight this bow could hear the music. And even when her levees busted, the waters did not rush, but they slowly engulfed in cream all that they touched. Because her soft melodic pants, shortness of breath, was tied to her waters. And she did not wish to extinguish his wick or have it flare out of control. So she cooled in his ear like a dove, just out of sight. Because for once, she just wanted to make love. And she calmed his inner beast with sweet ballads, while she unconsciously held at bay his savage instincts. With all her neurons firing, follicles perspiring, she's in another world. And her pheromones hung heavy in the air like candy. This nostril cane eating away his inhibitions and her migraine, making him squeal like a rusty cock high up atop of a wind vane. His vein twisting in her pouring lightning in the rain. She's trapped in a grand mal storm. And he plants his flag deep, staking her clam, whilst he kisses her deep from her head to her feet. And we'll see what water that the perspiration brings as the geyser throat swells and spills as though it's upside down. It goes high into the sky, dead into her inner space. Till the lawn is soggy. You see, tonight is only the first act in this experience. Because when the snow blows in blizzardly conditions, the milky precipitation that covers the blemishes that meanders down the stream in a slow motion bead following the scene and impacting her well with life. Poems.
Oh, Lord.
Well, bam, Jack.
Oh,
me.
We didn't cut off the lights in my house. My husband had asked for a rub down while you were seeing your phone, so.
Yep.
Sister, get your ass up off my show doing poems like
that. Oh, no, not
what
again.
What the hell? What the hell?
Constantly get thrown out of places.
Wait a second. Hold on for a second. When did you start reading shit like this? What the hell? I seen one or two. But this is different. Let me find out. I just wrote this. Humble ass. What the hell?
No, actually, I was putting some finishing touches on it, but I had wrote this around the time where I was pretty regular in there in the morning with y'all before my time got cut back.
Listen, you filthy mumper. You see, right? we can go past this.
Appreciate you, brother. Really do, man.
Filthy ass. Just came in here snapping the drinks out of people's hands. I wasn't ready. Let me get another drink. Now we're going to go up, man. Listen, we're going to go from you, man, hold it, over here to Yoshi, because, you know, Yoshi, we got a particular rhythm for you. Hold on for a second. Let me walk through there here real quick. To do some poetry. Anyway, Yoshi, you have to move your hips to that one. We have some hip rocking. We ready for the piece. Are you ready for the piece? You ready to get it going? Ready to get it popping? Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
She's like, yeah. Oh, come on, man. I'm trying to give you all the energy. Come on now. I need that drip fest energy. I need that kind of energy. I hope you got that for me. That drip fest energy was crazy. That was crazy
out.
Shit.
Mojave.
Yeah.
Mojave.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask Natasha this question. How much fuck would a wood fuck fuck if a wood fuck could fuck fuck?
I'm not with y'all today.
You know what?
Why y'all like this?
You've got to be with the shits today. We are always with the shits. You know how we are. We are always with the shits.
I'm the innocent one. I'm standing in the corner. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
The lies you tell. You're telling lies right now. All right. But the mic is yours. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right.
My vagina speaks deep thoughts, guttural vibrations, and hymnals of praise. The language of water mixed with fire, creating steaming legends only told in the old ways of understanding. Pulsations corresponding in positive and negative faces like Braille, so you can feel my intentions. Deep tissue massages transmitting shockwaves of bliss to body parts long forgotten. My vagina speaks in creeks like organ music and sonar for aquatic communications. My vagina transcribes Morse code into the five love languages. The physical touch making our quality time and act of service receives my gifts and its words of affirmation. My vagina doesn't understand, let's just fuck. Those are the words of a two-pump chump. See, it desires long, scenic rides, the kind that paints memories on every bump and curve. When you dip and I swerve, proceed with caution, this death grip will have you hanging gone for dear life. My vagina speaks in tongues, a conversation of back and forth vibrations. Fill me and I'll fill you with the primal essence of love making. Okay, bye.
She's going to come in here talk about innocent and then start with my feet.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
And then, okay, bye. At the end, like, she ain't just do what fuck she just did.
Right.
Let's put the brakes on. Don't do that, Jen. I was waiting.
Let's give it an applause. Give it an applause. Now, you know what? You can't be sitting here coming in all calm and shit. See, I'm telling you, people who walk up slow and stab you real deep, you got to worry about them people. She just came in here, capped on it, straight up capped on it. Then wrecked it. Right, talking about my pussy. God damn it. What the?
You know when Natasha is?
He's a filthy mistress.
Oh, yeah, and I heard the end of Wallace's poem. He ain't that far behind, brother. You ain't fooling nobody, Wallace.
But
Wallace just had his anniversary. Wallace said he's trying to show y'all how to stay the Hail Mary.
Right. That's how he's doing it. He just showed us how he stay married. So, but you know, I always like his wife looks smitten with him. Every time I met her, she had the smitten look. I said, that's Wallace right there.
What is it, Wallace? 14? You say 14 years?
Oh, wait. Let's see. Let's get Wallace to answer. I think 24. All right, Wallace. Go ahead, Wallace.
It is 24 years as of
24 years. 20.
The 12th. Yes, sir.
Word up. Congratulations.
24 years. And yes, I do have some pieces in the bag that talk about my wife. So yes, I am not above doing any of this.
Listen.
The marital bed is undefiled.
Listen. I'm just saying I was married before. My wife never looked like she was spitting. She always looked like she's mad about some shit. Your wife would just look like she happy, like she's floating on clouds. I know there's something behind it, but you're a man of the Lord. We ain't going to talk about it. We're going to push it.
I can explain that. Every once in a while, I go there. So, you know, I can spit a piece to explain why she's always looking smitten.
Look, she was smitten. Like,
oh my God!
You know the smitten look.
The elder has spoken.
Wallace out here talking shit tonight, y'all. Wallace talking shit tonight. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying. I don't know. Wallace looks like he the type of person who makes call out Jesus on Saturday and take a seat on Sunday. Say Jesus on Sunday. That's all I'm saying.
No, you know what Wallace is doing, y'all? Wallace is doing like this pastor told me back in the day. He jumped in my car and I was playing R&B. I said, you want me to turn that off? He said, sister, listen. When me and my wife is at home alone, we are not playing Nero, my God, to thee.
We damn sure not. Listen, I made a little Christian and I kept trying afterwards. So, you know, since I never stopped trying to make little Christians, I think we all know that we not chaste. So, anyway, all right. Y'all can put me back on.
Listen. Hey, you know what? I'm going to play this song just for you. Happy anniversary. You can do what you want to do.
Your body sounds fun.
Oh, yeah, what you got to do is
feel you.
That was my fault. All right, we're going to calm that down. Happy anniversary, y'all. See you in the midst. Of course.
Appreciate
that. We're going to go to this other filthy, dirty, rotten, nasty miscreant who's obsessed with nipples, but only when you give him consent. We're going to Mari. Mari, you ready?
What did you say about nipples? All right. So I guess I'm supposed to be poetizing, huh?
You're supposed to be doing that. That's what you're supposed to be doing. And the mic is
yours. Make it do what it does. All right. I'm going to do this poem called Throat Magic. In the morning, she sang my name as a mnemonic limerick. Still nestled my milky necessity on the nape of her oral yoni. She was mesmerized and reprogrammed by the centuries that sang sweet love songs down the slide of her esophagus. Gulping, copious, testimonies of orgasmic organisms like quickening of life is sustained fetal fantasies in her windpipe. Her talent is breathing, sucking, stroking, slurping, and gouging in a masterful symphonic harmony. My hardness hardens and extends to probe the inside of her cheeks. I search for the beautiful contrast between the walls and the taste buds. She opens her mouth. I test the trampoline of her palate, waving my wonder up and down like a wand onto her extended pink pillow. She's like an extreme throat witch, surfing the ridge of my sugarcane in the half-pipe motions, leaving my veins spellbound. Her gag was a growl, scowl on her face phased her aesthetically into a demon heathen. Determined to pledge her tonsils and lips to pull my spine through my porthole. Hoover, horny, heroine of head, making my special limb disappear in a potion of her saliva and my honey nut god lava. To give her jaws reprieve, I travel down her chest and squeeze into the sequel of orifice offerings, feeling her spilling onto my power pores and watching her eyes search for her mind. I design angles that reward her for her knee padless fealty. She tires. We lay and slumber in each other's everything. Legs sleep dancing between legs, hands finding refuge where skin loves fingerprints. We awaken still shiny, still sticky. I checked on her because I care for her. Not just because her mouth is a legendary lost city that even heaven is jealous of. I'm imprisoned in the need to live in the magical place where all of her words are born. She did things impossible, impossibly did things. Trust me, there's a difference between the two. I hope I hadn't destroyed 1 second of her timeless soul purifier. It doesn't snatch my soul. It temporarily extracts it for purification and remixing. Last night we said, I love you. Before we designed the unsafest safe word, we didn't make love. We didn't fuck. We soldered universes together, renovated black holes, and saturated each other in special stardust serenade. Her wet sonnet polished her inner thighs every second and seventh stroke, an anthology of orgasms in inordinate orbits of ovary opus. I worked hard to hang on and keep my rhythm as her back violently arches from the bed as a cacophony of juices, moans and backslaps fill our galaxy as I deliver defibrillator dick into every degree of her superstar. Sometimes I leave it in for a few seconds to remind her I'm here to stay, but sometimes I rapidly put it in and take it out so she won't ever take my presence for granted.
That's a very reference.
I can't wait to listen to this playback.
Oh.
You know what? Fuck this music. You nasty motherfucker. Ow! You know what? The defibrillator dick. You know what?
That was my line.
That
line right there.
I don't think I've ever had a defibrillator dick.
I don't me either.
Bring you back from the dead, Dick.
From the dead.
Make your heart
dick.
I don't think I've read that poem since Albany.
No. Terrible. Just terrible. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me get this applause ready. Matter of fact, first let's give you the bell. And then we're going to give you a call. Because you are a pretty upset. I thought I was dirty. I was running around here like Pig Pen, and you came in here like Dirty D. That's what happened. It was terrible. You
filthy. Old Dirty Master.
Yes.
Old Dirty
there
Master.
There you go.
That's my new grip name, Old Dirty Master.
Hilarious. Ladies, did you enjoy that piece?
I like it. Brilliantly filthy. Brilliant.
I have questions.
You have questions. Hey, he might have answers. You should ask him.
I need to know about the defibrillator. I need to know how this mechanism works, because this could be something great for science. This could be something great for science.
You ever seen when they put the paddles of life on somebody to bring them back to life, and they and their back violently arches and jumps up off the table.
My shit. Never mind.
They're back to life.
But if you're wrong, you have to pay.
Or the resurrected dick. You're going to get one of the three.
I just see all the bad stuff that's happening right now. So while we're into the bad, nasty, filthy stuff and all the stuff that's happening, because everybody's doing really filthy today, I'm going to go over here to New Jersey, and I'm going to knock on the door. Hey, Zelina, you there?
Yes, I am here, clutching my pearls.
Well, somebody better be clutching something. Somebody better be holding on to something.
I got my whistle, like flag on play, unnecessary roughness. Too much. Can't take no
more. Damn it.
Pineapples.
On that one.
He said the same word, pineapple, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, okay, do you have a piece for us this evening?
I'm going to do it. All right. I cannot wait to hold you with both hands, to get a hold of you, to know you full like self-actualized moon. I want to plunge off the edge of every known wall in a free fall, hand sprawled in reckless abandon of all solid ground. I give anything to hold you in my hands just now, sir, if you please. Pour into me. I'm on both knees. I await the chance to see you please with my mouth open, thighs slightly spread, my hands are tied behind my back, my breath was slightly as I breathe. I'm blindfolded and at your lead. I'm golden oiled from head to toe where this night may go. I just don't know. The anticipation making my rib flow. I'm dripping naked on the floor, anxious, waiting, breath fading at the door, open, hoping that you pour into me. Make me your masterpiece. Paint me in your trepidation. Let this body be your dominion. Do with it as you will. I submit to every desire you feel. Don't hold back, baby. Conquer my shores. Sink into me. Explore the deep of my submission to being yours. Your goddess, your solace, your harlot, your whore. Dominion so delicious it might give you insight. I'm talking forehead kisses from the inside. This is orgasm that connects belly to cerebellum. Glide into my moonlight. Be ambitious like Icarus, king of flight till you set fire to the shit. Make desire your guide. Take my chin in one hand. Brace the other in your hair. Cover tonsils and bruises. Fuck air. I don't care. Pour into me. Go as deep as your imagination. Deep into my everlasting seas. My only objective is seeing you pleased. Seized in the grip of what these lips would do. If they got a hold of you. Tongue out. Deep breath. Daddy wants throat sex. And I'm trying to the throat goat. My ego gets bigger when I suckle forth your orgasm and rivers inside and body to rigor. Please pour into me. I don't need to breathe. Choke me as you stroke me, straddle backwards in my seat, slam into this ass as your whole body spasms, then growl out a carnal orgasm as you pour into me. I'm sopping wet. These are the moments you'll never forget. Changing states of matter, solid to liquid sex. You're wet, my wet, and a bed of sweat. But my daddy ain't done yet. He decides to give me wings, or at least that's how it seems. I mean, look how far he pushed back my knees. Now my toes are pointed at the stars, and my fullness is in the air. He covers my pulsating pussy, puff pussy, and passionate pecks of platitude. It's a power play, pushes past my limits in ways that will improve my attitude for the rest of the day. So no, I cannot wait to hold you with both hands, to let the fullness of you drip through my fingers, juicy like ripe fruit. I'm in the mood to be all but subdued, explore my fantasies till you're replete. I'm fully equipped to give you everything you need, so please, come here, pour into me. And that's that piece.
She said, "Oh, hey, kisses from the inside."
No, it's the end of the poem on the double entendre for me. For
yeah.
Thank you.
And then be innocent when she finished.
But y'all can't say nothing about me no more. That was wild.
You get the stamp of comproval.
Comproval.
I think.
Oh God! Thank you, guys.
That's so good.
My butt cheeks clenching. So that was a good piece. I'm practicing involuntary Kegels right now, but it's okay.
Okay.
It's all right.
They call, and as a man, they call Meagles, male Kegels.
Yeah, that's what's going on. I'm evil Knievel with these Kegels. That's what the hell I'm doing right now. Going down.
Ventures.
All right. Ventures. Now, I know Drippy, are you here? Drippy.
Prince,
Erico 504. This is terrible. We can't figure out who this is. I thought it was Drippy. I might be wrong. Wallace, I know you're not spitting tonight, but I'm just going to ask you if you wanted to spit something.
I kiss your lips and taste your nectar. The sweetness of your essence lingers on my tongue. My senses tingling, head light as birthday balloons. I start to lose my coordination for everything but maintaining this sensation. Intoxicated by you with just a taste. Memories of lost loves erased, hazy and lust, or is it love, or all of the above? There was no warning label. I never knew you were a thousand poops. I'm hopelessly out of sorts. There's no 12-step plan for you. I'm poised in position for your liquid kisses, perched between your thighs, tongue moisturized by your flow. You know I'll drink up all you have to offer. I'm like a man lost in the desert. Your center is an oasis. Let me taste the sweetness of your liquid, sugary sweet pineapple juices. It's useless. I'll drown in your deluge until your chocolate thighs turn to earmuffs and you're running down my chin. Oh.
Okay, Wallace. Okay.
All right, Wallace. Okay.
I had to get that love battle out for him. Oh, so yeah, okay, yeah. Under five, I get it. Yeah. Shout out to the listeners who gets all that good action. You know, I think Wallace is serious about what he just said. But that's why we played the love song for you for the anniversary stuff.
Wallace was running them lines, man. Talk that stuff in the name of Jesus. I got you.
I know, that's right.
I mean,
with a difference.
That's why the wife is smitten. I figured it out. That's why she's
smitten. All right, hold on.
Let me get that out.
All right. Yeah, she actually thought y'all. But she actually said, is that, are they assuming that's why you keep it? Because I told her what you
We don't ring the bell. Everyone be doing that. Well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, we just cruising along. Real good, real good. So we can go over here. I believe Eric Code 228 is our good friend Poetic Nature Terrell. Poetic Nature, are you there?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you perfectly fine, good brother. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. I guess I got a piece. I'm gonna have a little fun tonight. This piece right here is one of my old pieces. I like to spit. It's about a deacon. They want to be better than the pastor. And it starts off like
all right,
this. His first sermon, he had one member in the congregation. So this is what he told her. He said, "Baby, can I suck your soul through your birth canal? It will be an honor and a pleasure. Yes, an honor and a pleasure to give you service with a smile. And I promise not to waste not now dropping that essence, that sweet nectar. I bet that creamy river flow heavy like the Nile. With so much natural flavor that, baby, I bet I could taste your style. And you look like you taste like coconut oil and shea butter. Mixed with a little Jill Scott bent over in the park with nothing but a sundress on. See, I would like to cover your labia with the Luther Vandross song and just hum. While I creep, 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 creep. Those wet Victoria's Secret panties down past your thighs, over your knees, and from around your ankles. Just so I could suck on those succulent lips from so many different angles. See, I want to have your toes balled up, crawled up, dangled, tangled, and mangled. In other words, I want to have your feet looking like they're throwing up a gang sign. Put you in a position that I call cancer. That's a reverse 69 like the zodiac sign. Now, imagine every hole being pleasantly pleased all at the same damn time. While multiple orgasms send sporadic chills through the base of your spine, you see, I know that pussy don't belong to me, but tonight I'm going to make you feel like it's mine. Bring you over the arm of the couch and get that ass on an incline. You see, I like to go deep when I grind, trying to find that freak in you. Hands around your waist as I guide you through these calculated back shots that I provide and slide in you are only designed to measure your pain and your pleasure. Thumb in your groceries because I like to apply pressure. And yes, that's digging in your sacred garden while thumbing through your secret treasure. And don't worry about your hair. You see, I left money for your hairdresser on your dresser. Baby, this is an exotic ride. I need you to be my Tesla. While I ride your rhythm, switching speeds, hitting that G with consistency and precision. This is that winter warm dick, guaranteed to be some shaking and some shivering. And I'm just going to keep delivering until those sugar walls fall, until your eyes roll back in your head and you can see your own thoughts. I mean, you can actually visualize every muscle inside jumping for joy and dancing to the beat of my drum. And I'm stroking it so good, you feel like you're about to come, but you don't want to let it go. Well, newsflash, Janet, damn it, I'm in control. So when that floodgates can no longer hold, when that levee of love starts to overflow, I'm going to politely take that dick out and start sucking on that pussy some more. And together we can watch your soul leave your body as it glows. I mean, the sheets would be so saturated you got to wring out the mattress. They say you play how you practice. Well, this is training day, but not Denzel Washington. Call me Triple D. That's Deacon Dick'em Down. Because Pastor Wilson ain't got shit on me. Paul.
I got a question. I got a question. Well, actually, two. What's the address of your church, and what time is service on Sunday?
The address is 123 Meet Me There at 5.
Because
I want you to say what, folks? Because I want you to say what, folks?
So yeah, I'm gonna be in service on Sunday morning.
First the elder, now the deacon. This church is going. You know what? Never mind.
You know what? You know, I've seen some people being in the comments, but I ain't never heard people be. You know what? I'm gonna keep it to myself. I'm gonna keep my hands where you can see them. And that piece was fucking all right. You know what? I'm glad you came, just so I can tell you to get the fuck off my podcast, because you can't be coming in here doing all that cool shit the way you just did. The smooth and shit. That shit was smooth as fuck, too. He said, that you said, Pastor ain't got shit on you. I bet you he don't got shit on you. Goddamn. He said, I'm a go in there and suck your coochie some more. Lord Jesus. Women, do y'all like that thing with the brothers? Never mind, I ain't gonna ask. I'll just put that in my Rolodex right there. I'm still in that poet of nature, just so you know.
Hey. Well, y'all remember Pastor Wilson, though? He was that preacher that got caught online. You know, well, it was over there. He got caught in the church. He was messing with one of the sisters. They had him online eating pussy. All kind of shit was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
we know who, exactly who he is.
Well, we know that. We know that for a fact. Yeesh. I was in here just making it do what it do. So we're going to go back to the ATL. And finally, because they said we want to drop some drip, so we're going to have them bring him in here. Poppy, are you there? Poppy, are you there?
I am. What's happening, people?
What's happening?
I'm blessed, man. I hear y'all going in tonight. Yo, I'm scared. Y'all got me scared.
Why you don't be scared.
I'm going in. I'm
living it. just come do what you came to do. If you're ready.
I am. It's my first time doing this type of piece, so I thank y'all for letting me bless it. I got
Come on, the mic is yours.
All right. That's called that good. I got that good plastic. Worldwide acceptable like MasterCard. Yeah, baby, it's everywhere you want to be. Don't want to be a he, but I must admit that I throw that D with perfection in all directions until I touch that spot. 9-inch mulatto, not usually hot until it's left that cul-de-sac. I mean, I can be gentle or I can break that back. But I must ask, don't blame me for any extra throbbing, tingling of pain that might remain after I put in work. When done, if your stomach, legs, or pussy have a non-stop muscle jerk, I suggest you get in a hot tub. You see, you just experienced physical love, and your body might still spasm after having an orgasm. You see, let me explain what that might mean. The climax of sexual excitement consisting of intense muscle tightening around the genital area, experienced by pleasurable waves of tingling sensation through parts of the body. You see, you've just been sexually charged by good dick that's still hard and at large and determined to go for broke until your knees collapse. Perhaps you like to hear other ways I can make you come, like with this amazing tongue, but I won't say it's the bomb, but this message will self-destruct in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So many ways I can make you come and blow your mind, but I'm out of time. That's it, people.
Oh, Lord.
That's a bad one.
What you were scared of?
Oh, it's
Cassie.
You said that was your first erotic piece.
This is my first time ever performing erotic. I have a lot of pieces, but I told y'all the last time I was going on, I wanted to step outside my box, so thank y'all. So, yes, this is my first time.
You jumped all right.
You need to stay out that box. You need to come out here with us and drop that kind of stuff. Cause that was smoking.
Yeah, you play well. Everywhere like MasterCard.
Yay, come out and play, Bobby. Yay.
Blessings. Thank you all, especially coming from y'all, Wallace, Yoshi. I don't even know who all I'm talking to in here, but
Y'all gave me the name Caffeine, and I appreciate y'all letting me come through and run.
We appreciate you.
Good classic, like American Express. God damn. I'm like, shit.
I feel like we've done this before.
It's day hard.
The first
like,
time. I feel lied to.
No, don't do that. I promise you. I have not ventured into this yet. I've only started 6 months ago, y'all.
Well, listen,
with
that's,
the spoken
that's,
word
that's a good 6 month shit. That's some good 6 months. That's what, if I ever heard it. But while we at it, because I was messing up, because I missed the call, but I had to go get the other international drip, Manella. Manella's in the building. Y'all shout out Manella. She just came in.
Hello,
shout out to your pops on his birthday. You know, your pops don't look his age. I just want to point that out to you.
No,
he
does
not.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah, he looked like he's 35.
No, but the thing is, he's been a butcher his whole life. So he's having some, like, arthritis issues with his shoulders. So, like, he definitely is, and, like, we've gone on walks where his leg gave out on him and, like, fell. And then I just, like, sat on the floor with him until he was ready to get up again. But it's, like, his body is just, like, is definitely old. He's got old bones. He looks good. He's got old bones, for sure.
No, I mean, but we gonna rock out.
He lucky though, but it's birthday and then Father's Day right after.
That's what it is. Like, what do you want for Father's Day, Mojave? Sleep. Uninterrupted.
Yeah. What do you want for Father's Day, Mojave?
Yeah, sleep. Sleep. So most of the other stuff I can't ask for online, you know. But you know,
sleep
I figure it out.
Why you can't? We're in the honey dripper room. You can ask anything in here.
Yeah, yeah.
So sleep
is
amazing.
Some things.
Get
you
to a line. I can
assist
you with sleep.
Anyway, Manella, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The mic is yours.
Thank you so much. So, I'm going to do something a little different. You'd think my skin was coated in microscopic diamonds, glittering under the sun with each step I take closer to you, and that fully loaded barrel pointing right between my eyes. You'd think my mind was at ease, confident that every attempt you made to stop my heart from beating was doomed for failure, and that regardless of how hard you try, I will survive. Untouchable? Hardly. You can press, prod, and pull, tear me to shreds, and scatter every piece of me in all the trash cans you find, and find that there is nothing that can circumcise my soul. It will take a larger toll on you if you keep on trying, and I'll keep on dying, but this cat has more than 9 lives. You may think this is the last time, but still, I rise. Thank you, everybody.
Okay,
hello?
So you don't have to run that back. I'm sorry. You don't have to run that back because we have some noise in the background. If you have a noisy background, please mute your mic. We are picking up everything. So if you feel like I've been taking you, I've been trying to figure out where the sound comes from. So, Manella, could you run that back, please?
Absolutely, I can. Okay. Well, Pops just came home. Okay, here I go. You'd think my skin was coated in microscopic diamonds, glittering under the sun with each step I take closer to you,
and that fully loaded barrel pointing right between my eyes. You'd think my mind was at ease, confident that every attempt you made to stop my heart from beating was doomed for failure, and that regardless of how hard you try, I will survive. Untouchable? Hardly. You can press, prod, and pull, tear me to shreds, and scatter every piece of me in all the trash cans you find, and find that there is nothing that can fit inside my soul. It will take a larger toll on you if you keep on trying. I'll keep on dying, but this cat has more than that life. You may think this is the last time, but still, I rise. Thank you.
They keep shining.
All right, so we got a bunch of filthy miscreants going here, metaphorically talking about particular things. Well, we ain't going to talk about those metaphorical particular things, especially when we say cat, kitty, pussycat. Did I say pussycat? Pussycat. Cat. Yeah. Can y'all give Manella a round of applause? How are you going to come in here and be quietly filthy?
Mm-hmm.
Quietly filthy.
Quietly filthy.
Everybody, keep your put your hands up. I want to see your hands.
Show your hands. Show your hands. All right. So I do believe Walking Erotica came in here. Walking Erotica.
Hold on. Hold on now.
Good evening.
Oh, I like you. That's what I thought. God damn it, I'm starting to get better. Good
evening.
So, you know, I know what's about to go on. I know what's about to happen. I'm just going to get out your way. I'm going to go over here. And hopefully I'm going to be over here with somebody who doesn't run up on stage and try to grab your dick while you're doing this piece. So if something happens, we know what went down.
That is hilarious. We're going to
take the pool. I got to make a shirt that says that. Be like, be careful. People on stage grab a dick.
That's a fact.
Yeah. All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to keep it light. No, I'm not. The piece I'm doing tonight is called 32770. She looks me in my eyes, lines her fingertip across the left side of my face, and asks me to kiss her pussy. Well, dang. After 3 years of dodging, ignoring, distancing, and above all, lying and denying the fact that she had been fighting someone that she knows satisfies her in all ways. Moments such as one I find myself in doesn't just happen. They're supposed to. So I do as I'm told. Running my hands over her frame as I travel the long routes through her body's landscape. Arrive at her pussy and run my nose all through it. Inhale and then remind her and myself that this reunion is long overdue. I hook and slurp her clit as she grabs my ear, pressing it to me and riding the currents of my tongue. She grips my cheeks and forces me down to detach from her clit. She stares me into my eyes and whispers that she just want to feel the tip. Just a little to remind her, but not enough that she falls back in love with me again. Understood. I get up to grab the condom, and she grabs it out of my hand and tells me, we don't need it. This ain't about sex. It's about us. I didn't know how much I loved and missed this bitch. So I did what I was told. I stick the tip in, simultaneously being graced with a fired up soul and blessed to watch her eyes roll back while grabbing my hips to pull me in all the way inside of her. I plunge in and exhale an exhilarating grunt of pleasure and peace. She's exactly as I remember her. Juicy, hot, creamy, and full of energy for me to bust her the fuck up. She looks in my eyes again, laughs my face, kisses my lips, and asks me to go as slow as I can. But remember every moment of it. I do as I'm told. Put my arm under her to be breast and chest, so at every stroke I feel every heartbeat between us. I began my slow stroke in love making cake. 4 seconds in, 5 seconds out. She put her hands around my neck as she bravely tastes this bitch. And in between her moans, pants, squirms, and oh my God, my dick throbs as a reminder to her that I am standing in her and in my truth simultaneously. And as she slips in and out of consciousness, her truth for me begins to surface as well. Slow, baby. It's of you. I'm sorry I pushed you away. Don't come here. Just slow up, baby. It was always yours. Don't come here. Please. Slow. You missed this foot. Like I missed your dick. So much. You feel so fucking good. Don't stop, please. Shit, I'm coming. Yes, of course. Bitch, you better speak your truth. I see why you dodged me for these 3 years. So this and waves of her shaking legs and stuttering shivers is what I was blessed to enjoy. As I slowly made it to my destination. Which took 3 hours, 27 minutes, 17 seconds. Peace.
Oh, Jesus. This is 3 hours.
3 hours.
27 minutes and 17 seconds. Jesus.
We need a Gatorade and a donut.
In that amount of time, I would see my soul just leave up the ceiling.
Yeah, then we'll just go catch it together.
Lord.
My number is 20. I picked the number 20.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's the bitch you better me.
Yeah, there's that. If your panties are missing, at this exact moment, I might have a clue who ran after
somewhere
me.
In the other room, they ran so far away.
I might have a clue. I think I have a clue who might have them. But, you know, you keep what you
I
kill.
Will not
that's what we
confirm nor deny this.
Give them, the, you know.
You have to be wearing
if you happen to see a mountain of a man wearing some panties on his head, you know, you might have to ask what you have to do to get it back. That's not subject to me. All I'm saying is consent is sexy. You probably have to do that. Anyway, can we give it up for Walking Erotica? God damn.
Hell yeah. I'm pretty good.
Lord.
Damn.
Thank y'all. I love y'all.
Oh, we love you too.
Y'all being the good fantasies that we have made up. Look at that. Oh, that's a good slogan. Being our horse is the fantasies that your orgasms are made of. I like that.
Oh,
that's a lot.
Yes.
That's what it is. Matter of fact, next shirt, I'm gonna put that on the back of your shirt. Walking Erotica. My poetry. Is the fantasies that your orgasms are made of.
Oh, God.
Thank you, sir. They did.
That rolled off real smooth, like, too. They can be like, really? Prove it. Really?
really? All right. Now I know Pyro slid up in here. Pyro, where you at? Of course.
What's up, bro?
What's going on, Pyro?
How you doing?
Now I'm better. Huh?
Yeah, I'm better. I'm better. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing?
We waiting for you to come in here and set some shit aflame. Are you ready?
You already know, bro. All
right, well, come on, one time for the one time. The mic is yours.
Appreciate you. Let's do it like this. When we make love, let's make a movie. I'll make you wet the bed. I want that body on me. Let's set the scene. Start recording. Lights. Camera. Action. Savor and enjoy every moment we make. We start in slow. I sit and watch as you strip. Your niggas, we are standing our naked truths by the body. Throw it back. Tell me how you feel when we're going at it. Plot twist. I don't mind the heat. Even though I'm pyro, you could be the lady spark as long as you drown me in your neck business, soak up the sheets. Even if haters want to be lurking, we'll have our privacy. Let's keep the tempo locked in as we are in sync. I'll find paradise in them paradise. Have you tongue tied while I'm deep inside, making your eyes roll back and have you see an indigo skies working overtime. Remind you why that pussy is mine. Swallow me down. Tell me how good he tastes. I love when you're a freak at night. Lights on or lights off, this is just show. Show off for daddy. Let's transition as we change positions. We got 5 more hours left in this private show. I'm ready to indulge in that birthday cake. I won't be a fool with it. I'll clean my plate thoroughly. Trust me, I'll love you better. We can get nasty anytime and any place you want to. It's yours. I know you can work that. I love the way he feels inside of you. Show me how much of a rider you are. We could do it again. Putting it down. Moving from the bed to the shower. Going wall to wall. Preparing for another round. This won't be a one-night stand. This will be fortune, okay? Rose, I think this is the most ethereal way to tell you that I love you. So I wrote this poem using these Chris Brown songs while I turned up the music. Enjoy the sweet serenade. May I have a kiss? Kiss. Thank you. Now come home tonight so we can get started. And I conclude this passion. Yeah. Morning. Pyro.
Well, good morning to you too.
Pyro. Your filthy ass came in here. Oh, you know, okay. Sounded like you just got finished teabagging somebody. You got to get the fuck on, bro. I'm sorry. Sound like you turned to any 2 hours. That's what I'm gonna say. That's what you sound like, man. That's what you sound like. You came in here filthy and whatnot. You know.
Nah, man, he told me
like the way he feels inside you. What?
He told me to set some fire off, bro, but that's what I had to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna give you a round of applause. But the next time somebody comes to the hotel with a set of night bag, I'm gonna just look at you like you sleep. You don't do nothing. Anyway, that's the last point. Ha ha. Ha ha. Anyway.
Nah, that was crazy. That really, I will really say it. That was my fault. I'm sorry. I admit it.
No, it's okay.
And for the
I just I appreciate you trying to pass all your problems off to me. I was like, where are you going? I was like, where are you going? No, no, come back here. No, this is your problem. Now my problem. This is your problem. I got to go. I got to go. I'll be gone. That's besides the point. Y'all give it up for Pyro. Matter of fact, let's Terrell, you know what, LaProla Negra, did you read a piece?
Not yet, I haven't. I don't know if I want to go behind all of them. Shit.
Well, you should. Come on. Come on now.
Right, I'll give it a try. Give it a try.
Give it to us.
Okay, so I'm working on writing my first book, so I'm going to give y'all a little bit out of one of my chapters, and this is called Rewarded Obedience. I'm just putting myself in the place of my female character. All right. I did exactly as he told me to do earlier, and after entering the room, I stood quietly and obedient, just as he requested. And this excited him even more. As he walked up behind me, he was breathing deep and steady, but I could feel something different about his energy, almost as if I was being sniffed and stalked by a beast, not a man. He stared at my voluptuous chocolate body while removing his clothes, and his breathing got even heavier. He then knelt down and slid a hand through my thighs, sticking his middle finger in and out of my pussy, and said with a growl, "I can smell your sweet, wet excitement in the car." He pulled it out, sucking my juices off of it, and slid it back in between, rubbing soft circles around the tip of my clit. Started moaning and moving my hips from the pleasure he was giving. He sucked the juices off again and slid his finger back inside, watching my body move, moan, removing his hand from between my thighs once more. This time, he dragged his finger around my ass, making a trail with the wetness, following it with licks and kisses wherever my juices trailed. He stopped and told me to turn around slowly and face him, and as I did, he grabbed my hips, leaned in, and stuck his tongue right inside, sucking my clit in, and we both moaned with pleasure. Oh, he loved my taste. I loved him to taste me. He slurped and swallowed and continued to push his face in, but stopped briefly to look up and say, "Hold on to me, baby." And as I did, he slowly lifted one of my legs over his shoulder. And I interlocked my fingers behind his neck, put the other leg up over his other shoulder, and he put the other leg up over his shoulder, and my juices ran down his chin through his beard, neck, and chest. Never missing a beat, he carefully balanced, using the strength in his legs and holding my hips secure. He stood up slowly and started walking us over to the bed, with his mouth still on her. He eased back down on his knees and leaned forward, allowing me to lie back comfortably. I had never had my body handled like this before. It felt spiritual to me as he was bringing me to climax, because I felt completely weightless. This was unlike any other times I'd come, almost as if our souls separated from our bodies and were having their own lovemaking session. His tongue freed the me that yearned to escape. Oh, fuck. I'm squirting.
You so damn nasty. Oh, my goodness. I love that shit.
Coming in capping like she ain't gonna really do all that.
Then she goes, "Stop right there." You know what?
Ooh.
Yo, I'm really tripping. She said, "I really don't want to go after this." What?
This is what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Just came in here, just you know. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, bit by bit, I'm listening to every single thing, like, oh, this is going to be a fucking dope-ass book. Holy shit, I can see this in my mind, and I had to make sure that my hands stayed above my waist. Anyway,
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a hot book.
Yeah, that was sexy.
But I do. It was super fucking sexy. This is what I'm talking about. I'm going this summer. You know what? I'm gonna do the Midsummer Night's Dream, the erotic storytelling show, for next month, right? And it's gonna fall on the week. It's gonna fall on the week between. It's probably gonna be the same week as Omari's thing, but I don't know. I might postpone it. Well, no, I don't have that week, so I'm gonna have to do it that third Tuesday. But erotic storytelling show, so we can get everybody telling stories erotically. And, you know, we can do all the stuff with it, throw the music behind it, you know, everything else, make everybody feel real sexy, because this is some shit when you're hearing a story. And so when people tell stories, like Walking the Rock is a great fucking storyteller, because God damn it.
That
part. You know, so we might as well get all the storytellers in one room and just make it messy for everybody. Everybody put on their water shoes, you know, get out their skates and all this other stuff. You're going to be sliding around this bitch. Anyway, and it occurred, I was told that I didn't read a poem and I was being a butthole by not reading a poem because I was trying to slide out without doing it. And it's a school night. And, you know, it's different digs. And this kid is bothering me by the charger, which I'm about to choke him out because he should be in the bed already. But that's a whole other story. Now, that being said, I'm going to read this piece. And then I don't know what's happening tomorrow. Danielle, do you know what's happening tomorrow?
That's kind of on hold. We will let you know. The Divas of Epiphany will definitely let you know.
Okay, so we do know that Thursday is the get down, right?
Absolutely.
With J-Rob and Poetic.
Actually, they on hiatus this week too.
They're on hiatus.
They on
hiatus. I thought it was next week. Yeah. Cause I know that we getting ready to
They're
go.
They're taking off 2 weeks.
Okay, because I know that the following week, I know that we wasn't going to be around. Like, I know that me and J-Rob in particular wasn't going to be around because we're going to be over in Van Space doing the thing, celebrating that dude and his nuptials. Yay! All right, so we know that was happening. So we headed to North Carolina, then South Carolina and stuff like that. It's going to be crazy. Anyway, what's Friday? Is Friday, are we debuting something Friday? Is there a debut on Friday?
There's supposed to be a debut soon by a particular queen, you know.
I don't know. That's why I was asking out loud. I didn't want to jump in there and say that. I know Saturday is the Just Jay and Gina Storm show. Am I correct, Just Jay?
Yeah.
We good on that one? He's not answering. Oh, wait a second. I might have pause. All right, wait a second. Got pause.
What do you have, Saturday?
Anyway.
Mojave.
Yeah. So you're on Saturday, right?
Yes, sir. There's just right. Jay and Gina show.
That's what's up. All right, so I'm going to read this poem on purpose.
Mike is yours.
Right. I need you to touch yourself. Hear my voice and imagine me pleasing you in every way you can imagine. The raspy tenor of my voice taking you into orgasm while your right hand tweaks and twists your lips. Your left hand rubs magic circles around clit, moving from a light mist, causing raging ripples to flow from slit. And I can't wait to eat you from the back. You make me dream of these nasty moments, want to know your level of vibration when you come so I can photograph into my memory the frozen seconds of your old face. Let it lotion my desire. Let it make my blood rush. Let it etch my sensual imagination as your pussy begins to gush. Rest your inner hips on the seat of my chin and lips. Rock yourself in the grip of my hands and let me lick your stamp. Hold you steady and strong so your legs don't cramp. I want to touch you with words and the way that overtakes you makes a lake of you beneath your waist, that you cross your legs while you fight the urge as if I was taking us,
taste. I need you to splurge. Let the orgasmic waves manifest me on my knees waiting for you hungrily. My hurried fondness for your torrential frenzy will be the mainstay of my diet. Let the air ecstasy take your moans till sleep makes you quiet, and let that sleep be fitful. That your defined cravings will be met, that your savings of passion will be spent, leaving all your desires bankrupt and broken, for all the lust enter into your ears spoken. Your fingers are my paintbrush, as I ask you to dip them into the palais of your pussy to paint this ravenous rapture, to capture by craving devotions for introspective potion. Must be hastening this hand motion across the canvas of your skin, inscribing lavish incantations and lustful sensations through these whispered carnal conversations. In essence, let me speak to you, talk to you, come through, to let you come. And that's the piece.
Oh, man. I'm going to take a nap.
Nice.
All right. You're going to take a nap, all right?
Damn, y'all. Is that soft Clint Eastwood whisper that he do when he tells these stories?
Yes. Oh, my God. That's power right there, huh? I'm trying to say.
I don't know nothing. My name is Bennett. I ain't even in it. But I'm going to give myself a round of applause. As soon as I can figure out where the applause is. Okay, there it is. Where the applause is. No way. We are officially in overtime. However, it is a school night, and I don't know if you can hear the kid rustling around in the background. He's making me crazy. So I would stay on longer, but I really have to go. I'm sorry. But thank you for participating in Honey Dripper 3.0, third season of Honey Drippers here on the Affiliate Radio Universal for Real Entertainment Network, where we encourage you to take your socks off a bit, baby. And, you know, that's where the poetry is gone. It's never gone before. The Starship. So I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. I want to thank Cornella. I want to thank Pretty Provocative Poet, Lisa Lips, Rare Epiphany, Yoshi, Zwina. I didn't hear from Prince Drippy because I was trying to get him. So Prince Drippy, are you there? Drippy.
Yar.
See, we were trying to call you early to do the piece. You got a piece you want to do right now, sir? Can you close us out?
You want me to close y'all out?
Yeah, because
I got to go.
You got me.
Yeah,
take us to the mic is yours.
I got you, bro. Watch this, bro. Her lips were the hugs that I never knew I missed. Often an embrace that would have me dragging my attentions around her hips while her clit whispered invitations for a private conversation. She offered me submergence into her intimacy with a verbal promise of holding me tight for this within how she would grip consistently. Surprised me with my reluctancy and it was only surpassed by the adamancy of her never slipping while remaining slippery. She offered the illusion of expansion. She told me I could fit, that she would relax and take all of it, and yet her appearance set a blinding resolution, ensuring her holds retention. This portal is the gateway to a world of immortality, an opportunity to be elevated to pass the level of deity, and I was ready to embark on her journey. Her rivers careened through the canals of her perineum, and I would search those channels of dispensed distributories until I reached the cascading apex of her vaginal opening. Overcome by majestic beauty, I submit to her lead, follow her instructions without thinking. I was tied up. Rope burns seared remnants of that night into my memories that I realized even in dreams can become reality if only you just believe. So I engineered the structure of expressive fictions and hope that my confessions shall never escape the boundaries of her mind. But first, before I depart. Grant me an audience so I may fully envelop in the totality of your Eden. Drift.
Yeah, that's it. We done.
Yeah, yeah. He took us there properly.
Mercy. Yeah, so this is going to be both for the books. Replays will be up in about an hour. Holler at me if we put those down. Make sure everybody gets a thing. Drippy, that was fantastically filthy. You nasty mom. You know, shut your mouth.
About a waterfall. What are you talking about?
You know,
I was just talking about a waterfall.
That's all you're talking about, right? Just a little bit, you know.
Just a
waterfall all on your face and your mouth, you know.
Where the waterfall? Where the waterfall?
Yeah, you know. Just all right, just
we gotta go.
But anyway, well, let's thank everybody else. Yeah. Thank you for Wallace for coming through, playing for us, spitting that nice poem, Just Jay. All the people in the mezzanine, Poppy, thank you for coming on. Hope you got your drip on. Did you get your drip on, Poppy?
I definitely got my drip on, but I'm trying to get some drip on my... Never mind.
You know what? I ain't even mad at you. You should. Enjoy yourself. You know? But, you know, we have to call you Master Girl.
But I do thank y'all for real tonight. It was a blessing, man.
Y'all are dope. Y'all were definitely dope. And once again, I'm going to say for the record, if you listen to this podcast and you decide to think we're just a promotional team, understand that we are not. And we are the best at what we do. Please understand that. I don't brag on nothing. I'm very humble. When it comes to this, this is how we rock, straight up and down. And there's probably more of us than you can shake a stick at that are very good at what we do. And I'm saying this out loud so it records on the podcast. Right? Epiphany is nothing to play with. Honey Drip is nothing to play with. Please and thank you. And that being said, I love you guys. God bless you. Good night. This podcast will self-destruct in 10, 9, 8,
much love, y'all.
7,
watch your flip,
6,
as you exit.
Ooh, beat that growling.
5,
scenario on that damn growl.
4, 3.
If you're
you know what? You
don't
know
get
what
pregnant.
Think? I'm just saying this for the record. Next Drip Fest, we're going to have a growl. We're going to have a smell good and a growl contest.
Oh, God.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Smell good and a growl contest.
Oh, Lord.
That'll be good. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't get pregnant.